All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Monday, August 3rd. So today, for the seventh day, the four stimulus negotiators, that's Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on the Republican side, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Democratic side are meeting today for their seventh day of meetings. They did 6 days of meetings, negotiations last week, Monday through Saturday. Yesterday, Sunday, their staff met to hash out some issues, and now today, the four negotiators are going to be meeting again. Each of the four negotiators said that on Saturday, the Saturday meeting was the best one so far, but they cautioned that that does not mean that they're anywhere near a deal yet. In fact, on Sunday, there were some interviews where they seemed to want to clarify that point. In fact, Mark Meadows yesterday, as I told you in my video yesterday, said that he's not optimistic that a deal will be done in the very near term. And reports are that President Trump is growing increasingly impatient about the pace of the negotiations. Think of his position. He looks at the polls. They don't look good. He sees an election exactly 3 months from today, November 3rd. Although much of the voting will have been done by mail in the weeks preceding that date. And Trump is growing impatient. Trump himself said last week, you got to work on the eviction so people don't get evicted. You'll work on the payments to the people. The rest of it, we're so far apart, we don't even care. But we know that he does care about other things. Over the weekend, he tweeted once again about a payroll tax cut. Maybe in his mind, that's a payment to the people, I'm not sure. But in Trump's mind right now, the priority is the people who will be going to the polls in 3 months, the people who will be voting by mail in less than 3 months. That's why he's talking about the eviction moratorium. That's why he's talking about the payments to the people, which I take to mean unemployment, probably stimulus checks as well, and maybe, just maybe, the payroll tax cut. So reports are that the White House is looking into ways that Trump could exert presidential authority to extend the supercharged unemployment benefits, probably by some smaller amount, as well as extend the federal eviction moratorium that expired 2 Fridays ago. And just yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, economist Stephen Moore, Trump loves this guy. Stephen Moore worked with Larry Kudlow on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act back in 2017. That was the big Trump tax bill that passed in late 2017. Stephen Moore worked with Larry Kudlow on that. Donald Trump himself wanted to appoint Stephen Moore to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, but he was not confirmed by the Senate after some issues came up. But my point is, Trump listens to this guy. And yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, Stephen Moore published an op-ed called How Trump Can Deliver Tax Relief Without Congress, Suspend Collection of the Payroll Levy Using the Same Authority, the Same Power that Extended the Filing Deadline to July. In this article, Moore says, the president needs to pull an end run, and there's a legal way to do that. He should declare a national economic emergency and announce that the Internal Revenue Service will immediately stop collecting the payroll tax. This is technically called a deferral of the tax payments. So Moore's entire argument here is that the president, by the power he has as the president, has the power to unilaterally suspend the payroll tax from being collected by the Internal Revenue Service. And reports are that some in the White House are looking for ways that Trump could legally exert his presidential power in order to do other stimulus measures, such as extend the unemployment and extend the federal eviction moratorium. Now, if this is even possible, I doubt they would pull this kind of punch for stimulus checks. It would probably just be for the most pressing matters, unemployment and the eviction moratorium. Nevertheless, it appears that the White House views this as a last resort and that their preferred option would still be the traditional route of the negotiators negotiating a bill passing through Congress and being signed into law by the president. But this is still something to keep an eye on. And frankly, I, like many of you, I'm sure, would prefer the four negotiators, Mnuchin, Meadows, Pelosi, and Schumer, to continue that positive momentum, build from that positive momentum on Saturday to hopefully strike a deal this week. That's me being optimistic. The pessimist in me says, no way, Jose. We'll see what happens. But I think we'd all agree that would be the preferred option to pushing the boundaries of presidential power. All right, folks, that is my stimulus update for this morning. I'm going to head back home to my home studio now. I hope that later today there is further update on how the stimulus negotiations went today. If that's the case, I will obviously be releasing another stimulus update on that later today. today. Also, one more thing, the July jobs report is scheduled to be released this Friday. We know that's a very important document that many people who are making decisions here look to inform their decisions. So of course, we're going to be going over that document later this week. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.